Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to the Rel and Randy Show. Back at it, cuz. Here we go. Country Muncha Monday.
I got a death wish. Her looks can kill. She's got a red dress, lipstick and heels. Pull me in, give me hooks like a junkie. Got me feeling so high. You're such a beautiful joke. Let her head down and all of my stand up. Can't help but stare now. Gotta feel that touch. Her kiss, my face, so sweet. Can't quit, those lips are a habit to me. Sweet intoxication and I'm never getting sober. I can tell that the effects have taken over. Pull me in, give me hooks like a junkie. Got me feeling so high. Such a beautiful joke. Can't get enough.
Monday, baby. Speaking of Munchin' Monday, welcome to the Rel and Randy Show. Broadcasting live from the Center State Studios. Guest call-in number is 516-418-5758. Email is reloandrando@gmail.com. Facebook is Rel and Randy. And our Twitter is Rel and Randy as well. Today's show brought to you by Russell Stovers. We appreciate you guys hooking us up with the Easter candy. Speaking of Easter candy, happy belated Easter. Is that how that goes?
Really?
All right. Well, today, season 2, episode number 4, Country Munchin' Monday. Definitely one of our favorite episodes to do is the Country Munchin' Monday. So you guys are lucky to be here today. We're happy to have you. Got anything to call in and talk about? Remember, guest calling number 516-418-5758. Hit us up.
I'm getting the Facebook Live set up right now, so y'all guys bear with us. The ones that actually like to watch on there, and the rest of you guys just keep listening to Randy's beautiful voice.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful voice. Here, let me get a little Barry White on you guys. So, today we're going to be discussing artists today. It's all country artists, Country Munchin' Monday special. We got Zach Brown Band. We just played them. Brett Eldridge, Rascal Flatts, and Maddie and Tay. Pretty good artists. I listened to a couple of their songs. Enjoyed them. Big Crit, he just dropped a new song about an hour ago, and it's called So Bad. And you know, it hurts me so bad because I haven't been able to listen to it yet. Slum Life is also released by K-Camp. That was just about an hour ago, too. So if you guys need some new music, go hit them guys up, man. It's pretty decent, I'm sure. Anyways, like I said, today we're doing Country Monday. Topics ranging from the Bermuda Triangle, shots fired at the Capitol, venomous snakes shipped from the Philippines, and the latest in country music. The segment I have for today is about putting your loved ones when you get older in old folks' homes, or putting your parents in an old folks' home, or grandparents being in an old folks' home, or just old folks' homes and their occupants in general. A lot of people frown on it. Sometimes people are forced to do it. Just wanted to get some feedback from you guys as far as that goes. Just knowing a bunch of people are CNAs and nurses and LPNs. And I know it's a touchy subject. But for right now, I'm going to play you my favorite Country Munchin' Monday song. Oh, Maddie and Tay. It's called Shut Up and Fish. This is legit as shit.
Target acquired.
Take a picture.
Engage.
I was fishing, he was fishing, we were kissing, I was getting madder than a hornet in an old coke can. Getting close and sliding over, playing captain, casting over, reaching out, trying to hold my reeling hand. And saying I'm pretty, saying he's in love, and how it don't get any better than me. I said, yeah,
a little good.
Mango. That was Maddie and Tay, Shut Up and Fish. I hope you guys liked it. That was my favorite one for today. Now, jumping into some of the topics that we had, I'm going to talk to you guys about your boy Fidel Castro blasting Obama on this Cuba trip. Castro did not meet with President Obama during his three-day visit. Obama went there to repair relationships between them and America. And apparently Fidel didn't think it would go, you know, anywhere. But apparently it went pretty well. Raul, whatever his name is, he is the leader. Raul. Obama, who met with Raul, did not Fidel Castro during the three-day visit this week. Look at that. There we go. Katie Couric, I love you. Let's see. Where was I?
You was talking about Raul meeting with Obama.
Oh, yeah. Obama, he met with Raul, but not Fidel Castro during his three-day visit last week. Defied the regime's warnings not to wade into Cuba's internal affairs, meeting with anti-Castro descendants and calling for democracy and greater freedoms. Voters should be able to choose their government in free and democratic elections, he said, in an unprecedented speech carried live on Cuba's tightly controlled state television. Castro lashed out at the speech, the symbolically charged centerpiece of this first visit by the U.S. president in 88 years. It's a long time. But pretty much what Fidel Castro said is, we don't need your presence. We don't need any gifts from America. We're doing all right by ourselves, which is totally false because their country's in shambles. And Fidel Castro is very sick right now.
He's been sick for a long time.
Yeah, and they're actually thinking he's going to pass away soon. But
he's been sick for about 5 years.
Right, you're exactly right. But, like they said, he had enough strength to pick up a pen and start trashing our president. So,
bro, I mean, you might think I'm weird for saying this, but I kind of agree with him.
How the hell do you agree with that?
Because every country that we put our foot in, we don't like to leave them.
Well,
that's the thing. It's going to be stipulations with these gifts. We're
right.
Going to come over there. We're going to give you stuff. We're going to make sure everyone's all right. We might build you some houses. Make sure everyone got nice jobs over there. You know, bring the economy. You know, make it a tour. We all know what they got in mind. But whatever they do, it's going to be, some type of stipulation. Like, well, if we're going to do this, you
you're
have
right.
to be this. And Fidel's like, no, F that.
You're right.
If you're going to be nice, if you want people to know how America really is, or really feel like America really wants to help, then just help me.
Right.
Don't try to sit there and, you know, stick your thumb up my ass just to get some help.
Sweet. Are we doing Facebook Live?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have to. It's
no,
up
no,
to
no.
you.
Yeah, we can do it, bro.
Okay.
My
good.
Phone ain't that charged up. But
we do need some people to follow us on the dang website, man. www.blogtalkradio.com/ Rel and Randy. Check us out on there. Please follow us. We'd appreciate it. But, yeah, that's pretty much what they're talking about. American companies are going to definitely go over here to Cuba and operate out of Cuba, taking along with them casinos, resorts, and all sorts of crap for people to go visit. And
yeah.
I'm sure Fidel Castro
more than that.
Doesn't want a ton of people coming in and seeing what he's really doing.
They're
going to
want to put an Air Force base out there. They're going to want some type of military strong. They're going to want some type of military support somewhere in that country.
Right. Mm. Well, you never know. That's true. 88 years since the president's visit over there. So I get, hey, man, tip your hat to Obama, dude. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff he's doing, man, is truly impressive.
It was pretty legit, if you ask me, but I think, you know, if you're going to help people, just help them all the strength of, you know what I'm saying? That's just, you know, not to try to gain from the little bit.
With no
have.
Backdoor ambition?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so, and that's how Fidel is. He's like, no, every time y'all want to come over here, y'all got some alternative, you know.
Now that I'm dying, you guys want to come over here and fuck with my beautiful land.
And he be punking his brother, too, probably.
He probably does, but probably not anymore.
I think his brother's gay, too.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so, Raul.
Holy shit.
I think Raul's gay.
Crazy.
I mean, not that matter, but I think so.
Well, I mean, whatever. The Forbes list, the highest, or excuse me, the 25 highest paying jobs in America. Let's go through it. Ready? Here we go. Number 25, information systems manager. Medium base salary is $106,000 a year. Number of job openings, 147. You guys better get on it. Number 24, analytics manager, $106,000 a year. Job openings, 1,000. Design managers, number 23, 106.5, 106,000. Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. 107,000 a year for a product manager.
Going live right now.
8,000 job openings. Man, I got to get on that. $110,000 dollars medium base salary for a tax manager, which is 21.
That can't be too hard. A tax manager.
Yeah, no kidding. Data architect, number 20, $113,000 a year. Man, this is some easy shiz. Actuary, $115,000 a year. Look at that lady. Look how fucking happy.
What kind of job is that?
I don't. You got me, but they got a bunch of openings. Check them out. Creative director, $115,000. Got a bunch of job opportunities, man. $115,000 for a risk manager. I would do something like that. I'd be like, bro, listen, you don't need to buy that. Just play the lottery. I'd be horrible at that job. Data scientist, $115,000 a year, 2,000 openings. Finance manager, $115,000 a year. These are the top 25 jobs in America.
I need the base. I mean, not the base salary. I need the start off salary.
Yeah.
Well, they saying 116 for this what system architect?
Yeah.
But then it's your start off is 25,000.
Nah, come on, man.
Takes you 10 years to get
118,000. 118,000 a year for a pharmacist?
That's pretty hard. That's pretty legit though.
Holy China balls. That's crazy.
Bro, you can kill people with that job, bro.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. Fucking people were bombed on Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit. It's crazy, man. This is horrible. Applications development manager, $120,000 a year. Fudge. Engagement manager, what is that? $120,000 a year. What the hell is an engagement manager do?
They don't give you like a slight description?
Nope. Solutions architect, $120,000 a year. IT manager, $120,000 a year. Holy shit, 4,000 job openings. Integrated circuit designer engineer, $127,000. These guys probably work long ass hours and don't have a life.
Man, half of them probably work at home, bro.
Software architect. Yeah, software architect, $130,000 a year. Same with a strategy manager.
Yeah.
Strategy manager. Hey, what do you do? I manage strategies. Okay, how much do you get paid? $130,000 a year.
That's a lot of money.
Excellent.
Man.
Pharmacy manager is $130,000 a year. Now, why is that any different than a pharmacist?
Because you're managing the pharmacist.
Whatever. Software development manager, $130,000 a year. Come
Those
on, we need some big fucking
software
bucks.
Developers.
$142,000 a year. Research and development manager.
They manage the software and research develop guys.
A lawyer, number two, makes $145,000 a year. And number one, medium base salary, $180,000, goes to my son's job when he gets out of college, a physician. So just
see, that's what I'm saying. See that medium base salary?
Yeah.
That's after 8 years of school. And yeah, after you're already like 80,000 in debt.
Yeah.
And then completely after your residency.
And you can't feel that. You can't feel that hole you've dug back in.
Attending. Yeah, you become attending. An attending physician. Then you become the physician. So, 15 years, you get that 180.
Mm. Whatever. Yeah,
you're right. Once you get at 45, you're there.
It's credit. It's all credit. You take a loan. You pay a little bit back at a time. You don't have to pay that whole lump sum. You don't have to do all that, man. You go through college. You be straight. You get out 2 years later. You're stepping in high water.
sounds
like
great.
Jesus walking on water. Two dead venomous snakes found in a package at a post office. Washington Post says two dead venomous snakes were found in a package in a western Pennsylvania post office earlier this month, federal authorities said. The box shipped from the Philippines to Beaver County Post Office and was declared containing T-shirts. The Beaver County Times reported.
Where did it come from?
It came from the Philippines.
Damn Philippines.
What's the weirdest thing you think you could open up a box and it would have in it?
One of those. One in
a penis.
That's pretty weird.
That's pretty weird.
That's pretty weird. One of those spiders, man. I saw it one time. They was talking about them. Like, they come from, I forgot where it is, but they like to be in banana shipments all the time. They're not banana spiders. They like crazy venomous stuff.
Okay.
And I'm talking, and then they do this weird thing with their feet like this, and they actually run at you and attack you, bro.
Wow.
And they like shut down a boat one time.
That's the weirdest thing you
can
think of?
That's the weirdest thing I can think of.
I could think of like home videos of fucking Asian porn where there's a bunch of dudes wearing a strap on and they're all lined up behind each other, and they capture this on video, and it's like a, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's some weird shit.
That's weird.
But either
oh,
or,
no, it's pretty weird.
Either or, I could picture all of our ideas coming from the Philippines.
Or yeah, right. A shipment of homemade sex toys. That's pretty weird.
Homemade.
Homemade?
Mine
homemade.
Would be like a glossed over cucumber.
I don't know, but imagine a big, imagine a shipment boat full of boxes and crates. Full of like blow up dolls and all kind of crazy. That's pretty weird.
It's the Rel and Randy Show broadcasting live from the Center State Studios. Guest calling number 516-418-5758. Call in and tell us what you think is the weirdest thing you would find in a box from the Philippines.
A little girl.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That'd
definitely
be weird.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be that weird.
Yeah. Fish and Wildlife are investigating this case right now. Mailing an animal is a federal offense, and in Pennsylvania, a permit is required to buy a snake, said Henry Kazyepsip, whatever his name is, curator of reptiles at the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. On a legal end, it's not something that is a moneymaker.
Oh, so you can't send an animal?
Without a permit, you can't own that animal. You can send it.
Whoa, we got to have permits to own
you gotta have
stuff
a permit
that don't
for
belong
everything.
To us?
Yeah. People are taking the risk. Kazap Yip said people assume that if they get a bite, they can go to the hospital.
So
and
now you
that
can,
is
so now, like if
it
you have
will
a dog,
kill you.
So now you can have a dog and someone can come in your yard, like you have a permit for that dog?
No, you don't need to.
Like a lizard, like an exotic lizard? You
these
like,
were
these
were pit vipers.
Oh, for these snakes you're talking about.
Yeah.
Why would you want
fucking
something
dog.
Like that?
People are weird. That's
why would
what,
you want a snake that dang venomous?
Pit vipers find their prey in places to hide by sensing heat. There are more than 150 species of pit viper. Officials didn't reveal the exact kind of snake, but said that they believe that the reptiles, they were alive when they were put in the box. Additional snakes were found at the home of the person to which this box was addressed.
Dang Filipinos.
Yeah, he said he could not say what the person intended to do with the snakes. If they had arrived alive, U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
No, Ma, you can't see me and Randy at the same time. We're
sorry. We're going to try something during the commercial break.
That message, like,
we're going to try to see if that'll work out.
If I do it like this.
Yeah,
like,
but that's pretty, you know.
There we go.
Asking a lot of your left arm right there.
It is.
But that's all right. Guest calling number 516-418-5758. Who? Uda?
Yeah, Uda, he was in the military, bro. He used to do these exercises, like cherry pickers.
Yeah.
And he would do like 600 of them in PT. Just sit here and do this. After a while, bro, your arms become like a shelf. I might be able to hold this up for a long time.
All right, man. Well, we're about to take a music break right now. I'm going to play a little Rascal Flatts. Called I Like the Sound of That. I hope you guys like it. Check it out.
I love hearing that shower turn on, but there's nothing but a towel on you. You sing along with some Timberlake bumping, but he ain't got nothing on you. I don't wanna hear the coffee pouring, a goodbye kiss, sitting locking the door. Yeah, sounds like leaving you. Oh,
It's a little too loud on the highway. I wanna pull back in your driveway. It's way too quiet at my place. Wanna come on over, come on over. I just wanna hear that ringtone. I like it turned up when you're blowing up my phone. Wanna hear you say, come on over. Cause when you tell me to come on over, I like the sound of that.
Back at it.
Yeah, I can see you. She's like, oh my gosh, hey.
Derek, you on the ones and twos, you hear?
On the ones and twos?
Turn your microphone on, bro.
Oh, yeah.
It's on back. The ones and twos.
Yeah,
there we go.
Talking
there
about
go.
He wanted to mix some highlight tape, bro. We back on the show, man.
Yeah, Derek, anyway. Give me that. Man, listen, I have the highlight tape, man. I have the highlight tape.
Today's episode is brought to you by Russell Stovers and Jergens. Without Jergens, Derek would rip his penis off of his body because he jacks off twice a week. No, I'm kidding.
My mom's
listening. I'm sorry, Mom.
Hey, real quick, if you want to call in, because Watson is asking to thank you, Josie. You look good every time I see you on social media as well. If you want to call in, she threw me completely off. Hey, if you want to call in, Watch, here's the number, 516-418-5758. So call in anyone. We're going to get into some great topics. Randy has a great segment coming along. We got our country music playing in the background because it's Country Munchin' Monday. That's how we like to do it on Monday. So Country Munchin' Monday. So if you guys love country music, our country music listeners, tune in. We got a great country music selection.
You're still good.
And I'm going to knock out the sports real quick. It's not a lot.
Well, hey, first of all, shout out to Syracuse. Final Four. First 10th seed ever to make it into the Final Four. I'm just saying. And your boy's been running with them since I've been knee-high to a grasshopper. That's what I'm saying. I've been running with them boys since I've been pooping green.
Is Villanova still in it?
Villanova is still
Villanova.
In it.
I really feel like Villanova might
upset
a lot of people.
Oh, they beat Kansas.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. Where's Rihanna? I told her. I said they're going to beat.
She got
pissed at me. That's when she found out? I told her that. I said they're going to beat them. Anyway. Yes, Watch, 516-418-5758. You don't have to repeat. You don't have to show me the number. Yes, that's the number.
I don't feel that Syracuse is going to make it past North Carolina, though.
I don't know, bro.
You mean you go ahead and shut the fuck up?
Hey, I don't care. Syracuse is my team. That's who I run with. You guys call in, talk trash. It don't matter. I'm still going to stay loyal because that's what kind of person I am. This guy right here, he's done some pretty low-life stuff to me before. He literally flattened my tires, threatened to shoot me, slapped me with hot sauce, did all this kind of crap, and I'm still his friend. So, pretty loyal person.
Anyway, real quick, so the Final Four are Villanova, who's playing Oklahoma on the second, and then we have Syracuse and North Carolina, who are also playing on the second.
Right.
Dun, dun, dun. Who's your pick?
Tar Heels and Villanova.
Tar Heels and Villanova, Syracuse and...
If Syracuse ain't going to win it, I think... I don't know.
Don't let that man put no doubt in your mind. He just put doubt in your mind.
If Syracuse is going to win it, I don't care who else is in it. Don't matter.
But yeah, they got to go get someone, bro.
Tar Heels, man. Listen, Tar Heels. Man. If I had to choose any team outside of Miami...
What's the bracket look like right now?
What's the bracket look like? Oklahoma. ATT. I don't even know if she's listening.
Yeah,
what's
Oklahoma,
up?
Oklahoma.
Tootie.
Yeah, see, right now it's going to be Syracuse and...
Oh, Oklahoma's beastly.
They
are. Oklahoma's going to win that.
But
Syracuse is going to win the whole thing. Hey, country munching Monday. Reverend Randy Show, broadcasting live from Center State Studios. Guests calling 516-418-5758. And if you guys don't call, we're just going to stop doing this goddamn show.
I think Wash is going to call in and probably say some really worse shit, but, you know.
That's all right. We appreciate it. All publicity? There's no such thing as
bad?
Whatever.
Publicity.
Who cares?
Yeah,
something like that.
Publicity
is good publicity.
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 There's no bad publicity.
Tashibidi.
Oh, did y'all hear about the one guy, wife that passed away? Basketball player. Man, I can't think of his name right now. He retired, but he was like everyone talked about him really highly about him in the NBA. But his wife got into a head-on collision. But his speech at the funeral was awesome, bro.
Right.
From a grieving guy was like kind of awesome. Like, he was saying, like, they were talking about doing stuff for the other family.
Uh-huh.
Like, who talks about doing stuff for the other family at your wife's funeral when the other family was the reason why your wife's dead? It's like me running head-on with Jazz, and then you talking about you and your kids are going to make sure I'm okay and my family's all right and all that type of stuff.
No, I'm going to make sure I ride as far as, like, under the tire of my car.
I can't think of his name right now, but I was going to talk about that because it was pretty inspiring. I'm going to find out who it was.
That's some forgiveness for you right there,
seriously,
man.
Bro.
Seriously. That's some...
Strong.
That's strength, yeah, for sure. Or he's just very thankful that he doesn't have to deal with his wife anymore, so he's like, I'm going to help you guys all the way out, man. Thanks for relieving me of that headache. I can go back out pimping.
It might be a sign of being psychotic also.
Play the food.
I mean, dude might want to go back and kill everybody.
We got 7 viewers on Facebook Live. Thanks to everyone that's on Facebook Live right now that's listening to the show. blogtalkradio.com/RailandRandy. You can hear this actually on your phones, computer, whatever. We actually have a legit website.
Legit website.
Go check it out.
Thank you.
And say the number again, Randy.
It's 516-418-5758. Call in.
Y'all gotta call in.
Act like you're talking to somebody you know, because you probably are. Everybody knows us. Here we go, guys. Mysterious Siberian craters are key to solving the Bermuda Triangle mystery.
If you was ever wondering,
gas hydrates are ice-like forms of water containing gas molecules, notably methane. They exist in regions such as the northern Siberia, but also under the oceans in some parts of the world. There are giant craters that have been spotted in Siberia, Yamal, Taimyr, whatever these other places are, during recent months. What's being said is slow methane seepage is coming from the core of the Earth, which is let go. Gas escapes, mixing with water, reducing buoyancy, which is where a lot of these big ships go missing. A big explosion goes. There's a hole. Things are sucked into it. Boom. Ship goes with it. So anyways, gas explosions also leaving sinkholes for houses. Same thing. I know you guys are probably wondering about airplanes. They have these giant explosions, gas leak, methane, boom, what do they call that? Turbulence.
Turbulence.
They're going through flying. That big explosion causes a lot of turbulence.
Hey, turbulence story thing. Real quick.
Go for it. I got one too.
I mean, everyone's been on airplanes before, right?
Yeah, of course.
Up there. Okay.
Never been on
a plane. I never realized that when you fly through clouds, it causes turbulence.
Yeah.
Bro, coming back from Cali, bunch of clouds.
Yeah.
And it G shit scared me a little bit.
Right.
It was a bunch of them. And I'm talking about it was. Look at everybody. I was like this. That's the end of my story.
Okay.
What's up, Fooey?
One time I was on an airplane with me and my sister, and they were bringing the beverage cart through.
Mm.
And this lady was trying to play it cool, like the buoyancy was. Jeez.
Learning new word today, not going to start throwing it all over the place.
The turbulence wasn't, you know, like a nightmare. So she's fucking riding through with this little cart. What do you guys want to drink? I'm sitting there with my sister. And I'm like 15, thinking I'm being cool. I'm like, give me a coffee. So this lady, I'm sitting by the window. She's trying to give me a hot cup of coffee. And the buoyancy, no, I'm kidding. The turbulence was so bad, she was handing it to me. Boom, boom. Dumped all over the first lady, my sister, and then eventually me at the window. And right then and there, shit got so serious, it was crazy. She literally dropped everything she was doing. Pushed the cart as fast as she could to the front of the thing, sat in her seat and put the seatbelt on. Now, let me tell you how pissed off I was. I didn't get coffee. I'm sitting up here thinking I'm going to die with stains on my pants and it's going to look like I got crap all over myself because it's coffee. It was horrible, man. It was just a horrible thing.
Anyone else have a turbulent story?
The only time, I guess if it counts, I was high as fuck and smoking and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
And what happened? What else happened?
This is back when I was in college, of course. Before,
right.
Before I started working at the great company that I work at.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Logo on.
Nah, but back when I was younger, man, we would smoke all the time. And we'd get so high that we couldn't drive or anything. Just couldn't function.
You guys drove off of a bridge?
That's pretty much the end of my only flight story.
That's a turbulent story.
That's no damn turbulent story.
It's a turbulent story.
That's about the dumbest story I've ever heard. That's a buoyancy story. Oh, golly.
I feel like I was flying, man.
You were flying. You were definitely flying. If you weren't flying, you were a fly dude. That's for sure.
Dumb as hell.
Yeah, nobody could tell you nothing, cuz. Country Munchin' Monday, man.
I got to restart the Facebook Live.
That's
yeah.
All right, man.
Connection got a little weak.
That's all right. Okay, for my segment today, I wanted to talk to everybody and see what they had to say about putting your parents, putting your loved ones, putting your grandparents, whatever the case is, into an old folks home. Now, so often you say, well, I'm not putting my wife in a home. I'm not going to put my grandmother. I'm not going to put my loved ones in a home because if I'm here, I can take care of them. Well, I mean, it sucks to say, but sometimes people can get pretty like horrible as far as their health and condition goes. And does it?
Yeah. Up to the
15
years old, sitting next to the sister on the air.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it, huh?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
I'm sorry, guys, that was watching on Facebook Live. We had a slight connection issue.
Oh.
So if you guys didn't get to hear Randy's story, it's pretty rad.
That was a horrible story. Don't worry about it. But anyways, yeah, like I said, people don't want to put their loved ones in homes. So what I'm really trying to get at is sometimes people get so bad, you could say, all right, I'm going to save you. I'm going to change your diapers. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to brush your teeth. I'm going to do all these things for you that people don't even think about until it's time, you know, the time actually comes. But what happens when you and your loved one, like say me and my wife, we get old and I'm crapping on myself. I got dementia. I can't remember anything. I'm scary to be around just because I might haul off and hit somebody and everybody knows I punch like Randy the Savage.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just a beastly man, and nobody I fuck with stays soft. So,
nobody.
Nobody, seriously. I mean, you know, that's just how it goes. But just say I wake up, I'm 80 years old, I got crap on my pants, I haven't brushed my teeth in a week, I got Fromunda cheese out the ass, I got all this stuff going on, and my wife, my poor 80-year-old wife, has to deal with that. Now, how is she going to do that? She can't. She can take care of herself. Well, how can she pick me up? How can she change me? How can
black,
she do all this stuff?
You're probably about 60 at 80, so
well,
you're probably
regardless
cool
of how she, yeah, regardless of how she looks, you know, that's out the window.
What I'm saying is
that is such a hard thing to do, to put your people in a home, but eventually you might have to do that. And it's a sad reality people don't want to talk about. Or your mom or your dad, like, there's CNAs who hate their job. I don't know one CNA that loves their job.
Well, can I segue on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, with a segue, it's not only just not with the old part, you know, putting them in homes like that, but it's like life insurance too.
Yeah, life. You know, well,
a lot of people don't like invest in life insurance because of the whole. You know, maybe they don't have it at the time, but it takes a whole lot. You know, people don't want to accept that people are dying once they hit that age also. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people don't actually think about life insurance. So I don't think there's enough light shed on it, you know, in order, you know, for people.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of things that go into it. You know, you hope when you're that age, you're retired, you have money in the bank, you can pay for care. You know, you can pay for someone to come to your house and do this and that, but we all know that hardly ever happens.
I'm gonna say this. I think that if you check on your parents or grandparents in a nursing home that might not be that expensive, I don't think it'd be that bad. If you actually like consistently, it's like a daycare. You know,
some people
get
put in that home and forgotten about.
That's the thing. So that's not on the people that work. That's on the family. Yeah. It's just like a daycare center. When you take your kids to when you don't have enough money to pay for a really nice daycare center, what you do is, this is what I always did. You probably do the same thing. When y'all probably do the same thing. If you know you can't pay $200 a week and you have to put them at a lower one. So what you do? What you going there? You gonna go into that daycare center? You gonna inspect it yourself? You gonna ask a million questions? And then guess what? Every day you come up to pick your child up, you're going to make sure everything's all right. So it's the same thing with your grandparents. They're starting to get to that part where they can't take care of themselves. So guess what you got to do? You got to go in there all the time. You got to go in there and make sure they get taken care of the
right
way.
Caller, man. Let's get to the caller,
you know,
real quick.
Fuck them. Don't cut me off.
I'm cutting you off.
So, you know, that's what I think.
No, it's true. The people who's like family comes around the most, those
second.
Are the ones that get taken care of.
Right.
Here we go. Carla, what's up, man? You're on the Rel and Randy Show.
Yeah, this is Vincent Washington.
What up, Wash?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, what's going on, Walt? What up, King? That's my
what
nigga,
up, Brian?
That's my nigga here.
That's my homeboy, Wash.
On the life insurance thing. Everybody needs it because funerals are very expensive. Getting somebody cremated costs
true.
I thought getting people cremated cost like $200.
No. Now it's more. It's not as much as the they don't raise the price on cremations now because more people are doing cremations than funerals. So they don't raise it up. Put your ass in the box. I told them I was like, you shit, y'all put me in a box. Matter of fact, y'all put
me in the car. This Virginia Cat Hospital tried to charge me $500 to cremate my cat, B.
Bro, why are you trying? Why are you doing all that for your cat, bro?
No, I didn't do that. I had to let them know that my cat died because I had to cancel the insurance that I was paying for my little nigga. And I had to let them know he died, and they would convince me to let these people come scoop his dead body off the ground so I could get him. Hell no, I'm not doing that. What the hell wrong with us? Hell no.
Did you get like some money? You have a life insurance policy on the cat too?
No, they canceled my payment. I was paying like $70 a month for him so he can get noodles.
Hey, what type of
fucking
gets drugged into a payment
on
a cat?
He was saying for insurance.
Oh, for the insurance.
You ever heard of you ever heard of Banfield Hospital? They work at PetSmart, a low price of $20 a month, bro.
Hey, that's what I want y'all to do. if I die, I want you to finance my cremation.
Yeah. You
finance my funeral.
If you spend
don't pay that shit.
$1,300 on an animal, like my homeboy has on German Shepherd, he spent $1,200 on it. I'm going to get insurance on it to make sure it's healthy and good, because that's a lot of money.
You said, do you have to pay, like, extra at the vet or something?
Hey, Ross, we appreciate your call, man.
You pay $25 a month.
But,
Hold up.
Yeah, everybody needs to get the life insurance, though. Everybody needs that.
How much is life insurance on a cat?
No, I don't know about the life insurance on a cat. I don't know nothing about that. But I'm talking as far as your parents go, you got to do it. It's like people think they super balling. Like, you got to spend a lot of money. Like, you could just spend like $200 a month and get like $20,000 when your folks die. And that way the whole funeral and everything is taken care of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true. Definitely, man, yeah.
Why, can I take a life insurance policy out on you? Like, you're gonna be my brother, right?
Oh, you go skydiving, bro?
Yeah, I ain't gonna say that. I'm like, yeah, if you die and I get paid for it, I'll make sure you tell me straight.
Talking about skydiving, you going skydiving?
That's a real deal topic though. Especially like, that's a real deal topic though. Especially like in the villages where I work, everything out there is. I mean, I know most of those people have life insurance, but you're in a community that's 65 and up. You know what I'm saying? The villages is so successful because every 15 years they're expecting someone to die or move. So it's like, always going to be reoccurring revenue. But with that being said, I only bought upon that segue because it's important. And a lot of people tell me now, you know, it's important to have that set up now so you're not leaving your family and everybody.
Right.
You know, but yeah, basically screw with a shitload of money trying to pay for you to die.
See, yeah, it is crazy. You know, like as far as the life insurance goes, the thing for people like me, I'm young, I'm, you know, 26 years old. I'm not thinking about life insurance for myself or this and that, but unfortunately something could happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, God willing, it doesn't. You know what I'm saying? Like,
even if you get a small one, bro, if it's like 10 grand.
Well, yeah, you know, but
that's just something,
either or.
At least got to pay for the majority of.
See, now getting insurance on your cat, now that's a good thing. This segment right here is actually brought to you by Jacobs and Jacobs Funeral Center. And there's two guys that own that place. One of them, he does cat cremations. He'll burn your cat up. The other guy, he's got chlamydia. He'll burn your wife's cat up. And they both do it for free if you have their insurance. No, I'm kidding. Hey, insurance is a great thing to have. But no, man.
It's Jacob, brother.
Yeah, Jacobs and Jacobs. And I think the guy's first name is Jacob, so it's Jacob Jacobs.
Jacobs.
Yeah, he's a great guy, man.
That's horrible promoting, by the way.
Yeah, he's a good guy. His brother's a little shiesty, though. You know the one? He's always walking around with smelly pants. But, yeah, man. It is. That's a harsh reality, man, to think about having to do that kind of stuff. But talk about it with your loved ones, man. Figure that stuff out. But I know one thing. Don't put me in no home and don't come to see me, man. Seriously.
That's for real.
I'm going to start just randomly talking about if you post on Facebook. We should do it like on a Friday.
Okay.
We should get on Facebook,
Facebook
live,
Friday.
And then get on here and just start randomly talking about people.
Facebook Friday.
They post. Yeah. That's what we're going to do to y'all.
Oh, yeah.
People don't want to sit up there. Yeah, I'm salty. Y'all don't want to get on here and talk and listen to our show. Follow our show. Guess what we're going to do? We're going to start talking about y'all ass on goddamn Facebook. I'm going to just scroll down and randomly just read a post.
That's
and we're going to sit there
about.
And fucking talk, freaking talk about it.
Hey, guest calling number 516-418-5758. We're about to go right out for our next music break. We appreciate you guys listening, but we would like to hear from you guys. So give us a call when we come back. It's the Rel and Randy Show broadcasting live from the Center State Studios. Once again, email reloandrando@gmail.com. Facebook is Rel and Randy, and our Twitter is Rel and Randy as well. Give us a call when we flash back, guys, 516-418-5758. We'll be right back.
The second she walked through the door, I caught a buzz. One taste from your lips knocked me out just like a drug. The rest of the night's kind of blurry, now the sun's peeking through the shades. I can't help but laugh, cause I kind of like feeling this way. I woke up upset, drunk, drunk on your love, love, on your love, love, love. Now I know why I'm feeling so high, high, cause I'm still drunk, drunk. About the touch and the fire in your eyes. It gets me fumbling, always stumbling through a haze. I got plenty to do, just laying here with you all day.
You guys blew a lot more than the game.
That's why I said I thought we were gonna be more competitive. Cause it wasn't that.
You guys
bad.
Blew a lot more than the game.
What happened was we kept getting close and they'll pull off a little bit.
You guys blew dudes.
So in the game, you kind of like, man, damn, we can't catch up.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Hey man, we're back on.
I know we're back on.
No? Okay. All right, got it. Hey, so we're gonna do a story time drop. Friday, we're going to do Facebook Friday.
It was something else, bro. I'm going to tell you we should do every Friday, man. I can't remember right now.
Man, you know what I really liked last year when we had this thing going, when we had some callers that would call in that had legit, like, topics they wanted to discuss.
That's what it was.
Last year, who called in, man? We went on rants for days about their topic. Relationships. Remember that? Who was that?
I know that was one of our segments, but everyone wanted to comment on.
You're
it.
Right. That's true.
I mean, y'all want a story about a relationship?
Well,
man,
not
put
right
the,
now.
Put the microphone.
Okay, a story about a relationship.
Here we go.
It's a weird story now, but it's a good story. It's a true story too.
Okay.
There's this guy.
Right.
He has a woman that he's talking to, and they're just conversing.
Yep.
And he meets this woman, and they hit it off right away.
Right.
Now, another woman.
No. Just the same woman.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Jazz is trying to super spice it up. Another person?
So they get married, and they're living life, and he says, you know, he's doing the right thing. Everyone's, you know, faithful within the relationship. Everything's good. And he goes out with his friends one night. Now he says his wife has friends, but she always has this friend that she never talks about. You know, she didn't come to the wedding, so he could give two damns about it.
Right.
So he goes out with his friends. He comes back early, and lo and behold, what did he find? He finds his wife and this woman. Butt ass naked, you know, getting it on. So his first thing, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, what's going on? Like, what's really happening?
Right.
And it's like, well, honey, it's not what you think it is. Well, it's exactly what I think it is. My wife is in here boning another lady.
Boning.
Yeah, so
I don't know that she'd be pegging her, right?
Make a long story short.
Pegging her real
you
good.
You know, I guess guy
you know, wound up being cool with the woman.
No publicity is bad publicity. Ad clown.
Yeah, basically, that's exactly what happened. The wife wound up being at work and
Weatherman
he was at home with a friend, and she called him and she was like, "Hey, did y'all have sex yet?" He's like, "Wait, what do you mean? Did we have? Well, did y'all have sex yet? That was the whole plan." Now, at the time, him and his wife had one kid. Now they have three kids. So he has another kid from his actual
shit.
Wife.
Oh, hell to the
motherfucker. But listen, this is the crazy part. It's him and the two women living together and the three kids. I said, that's crazy. You know, and so I was like, well, how do y'all, you know, keep it together? He said it's a balance. You know, he doesn't go through half the issues that regular relationships going through. You know, as far as the insecurities, you know, as far as, you know, not having sex, you know, when they're having a problem, they keep it all within the relationship. The two women are best friends in the first place, so no outside influences.
Was,
like, it's crazy, man.
I've listened to this shit. 516-418-5758. Her name. But she was talking about the African culture was kind of set up like that, that it was the sisterhood.
Yeah.
And it was basically like, we didn't talk down on each other. Mm-hmm. We didn't feel insecure about each other. We understood our role. She said black women understood their role as black women and women, period. So when it was, she went deep into it and it made sense.
Mm-hmm.
So to some women, it might not make sense, but it made sense. So she was talking about how homes would be together, kind of like polygamy, kind of.
Yeah.
But it was, she was, when she went into detail about it and really dug, like, you got to listen to her talk. I'm going to see if I can find so you listen to it. But it was kind of, you was like, I was sitting like this, kind of like.
Well, I asked him, I said, how do you feel about it? He said, well, he was the last one to actually really be comfortable with it. You know what I'm saying? Because it was more so like, I guess you're having sex with another woman. You know what I'm saying? Your wife is cool with it. It's either someone's crazy or, you know, it's just cool. But I guess dude is cool with it. And he said, like I said, it's a balance with it. Morally, I still feel like it's wrong.
True.
You know, of course, I grew up in a church, you know, morally, I feel like it's wrong, but, you know,
men in the, no, I'm not going to say, we're not going to get on that topic.
If they like it, I love it, man.
Let me get on that topic, because I'm about to talk about religion. Well,
religion is a very, very, very sketchy topic. Some people like it, some people don't, but religion is really,
My boy Mike just sent me a text. It's called, it's not called. This, eternalreefs.com. It's based out of Florida. You get cremated into a reef mold, and then you get put into the ocean. That's pretty dope, isn't it, you non-listening sons of bitches?
Well, that's what
fucking bastards. I'm about to go fucking berserk around here like Eminem with a bottle of fucking booze.
No
right in the goddamn non-listening face.
He's still talking about us the same, bro.
What? Oh, I wasn't talking about, I wasn't saying that.
You
no,
was.
I wasn't saying shit.
We just have another side conversation. And Randy going
oh. All right.
What's your microphone?
Mike was, man, come on. EternalReefs.com. It's a website out of Florida.
You got to keep the wife happy, but that's still crazy as hell, though, Devin.
Yeah.
It's
hey,
very crazy.
If my wife needs another
but it's
woman,
a true story, though.
I'm just kidding. Anywho. It's the Rel and Randy Show broadcast from Center State Studios. Guest call in 516-418-5758. Give us a call. Closing thoughts, guys. We're going to go around the room. What you got, Relo? What you got, Derek?
I kind of want to go last, so you get yours up your mind.
What you got, Jazz?
I got that I am selfish, and I'm not sharing my lesson with nobody. I don't care what nobody got to say.
Okay.
So,
cool.
Therefore, that's all cool. I got.
She acts like I'm such a hot commodity, bro.
You are.
I mean, that's how every wife should view their husband.
You are.
I guess, so yeah, true.
I mean, that's big.
Hot commodity, baby, in the building. 30 seconds left in the show, guys. I just want to say I appreciate you. I appreciate Wash calling in. I appreciate everybody hollering at us on Facebook. Continue to do that. Hit us up on our Facebook page. Give us any insight as far as how we can make the show better. We're doing some drops today. You guys will hear that next show. We're just trying to push forward and make this a better show, but we're going to dig into some better topics, some more topics that bring a little bit more life out of you guys. But like I said, we appreciate you guys listening.
All right. I want to just piggyback off of that. Appreciate everybody listening to the show today. Everybody on Facebook today, I appreciate it. See you guys Wednesday.
Much love.
Yeah, look forward for the name change, because I'm definitely going to be in the building all the time.
Yeah, yeah. We're trying to get a chick, so we don't know. We're going to have to really go into the debate room.
Hey, did I play that Brett Eldridge drunk on you, on your love? Or we're going to play it right now. We appreciate you guys. Much love. Signing out, man. It's the Rel and Randy Show. We'll see you guys Wednesday.
The second you walked through the door, I caught a buzz. One taste from your lips knocked me out just like a drug. The rest of the night's kind of blurry, now the sun's peeking through the shades. I can't help but laugh, cause I kind of like feeling this way. I woke up, still drunk, drunk on your love, love. Fire in your eyes. It gets me fumbling, always stumbling.